Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Nice to have you along. It's a Friday program. We're rocking you hard. Big Sook is out. We were hoping he had hand, foot, mouth, but turns out he's just going to Bend to be with his family and noted fan personality Joe Fisher.
The great.
Apparently they're playing golf together. Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that? But he said the weather's supposed to be bad over there, too.
Yeah, 50 and rain. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, he ain't playing.
They're drinking. You know they're drinking.
Well, drinking, yeah. But, I'll play in the rain. I don't mind. I mean, it's not my first choice.
I kind of mind. Rather not.
Yeah, I mean, who would rather? Of course. But I'll do it. Sook, no chance. There is no way that dude's teeing it up if it's going to rain. And if he's out there and it starts raining, I could see him just hoofing it right off the course.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
Straight to the 19th hole.
Which is never a bad play.
Nah, love the 19th hole. So, yeah, this WNBA team name thing. Sounds like it's going to be the Portland Fire. So Portland got a WNBA team. It's exciting. Everyone at the sports bra is going crazy. But why would you name it the Fire? Just because it was named the Fire the last time?
Yeah, for history.
Well, there's no history. They were here for 2 years. Like, what is that?
Well,
that
but
is...
isn't that the... Okay, so for the short and unimportant history, but yeah, that's why you would do it.
That's such a mail-in. You know, like, it makes no sense. And by the way, I was just Googling to get caught up on the story. Because I guess there's, we don't know that it's going to be the Fire, but...
People are just reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, because they filed a trademark request.
And you could do that even if you're not going to go right in that direction. I think there have been teams that have filed 5 before. They've settled on 1, so there could be other things that are in the works, but it seems like this may be the one.
Or it may be the kind of situation, because teams do this, they'll float it out there.
Soft launch.
See what the people are saying. And if they get a bunch of blowback, they'll pivot.
Like now?
Like right now, yes. Like, does anybody like the Fire? Because Bill Oram of Oregon Live was pointing out, why the hell would you name it the Fire when, like, Fire is our number one enemy here?
That was the first thing I saw after the whole connect the dots here, the trademarks.
Wildfires, dude.
Was Bill's article headline, Portland's WNBA owners had one job. Don't name the team after the disaster destroying our state. And here we are.
Okay, so there's that angle, but what is the positive angle for the Fire? Like, what? That make, you know?
No, I don't know.
There's no tie-in to Fire.
on fire emojis.
The other thing is, Portland, it, you know, you have this with the Thorns, the Blazers, the Timbers, the Hops, and to some extent the Pickles. Pretty much every team that is here, not the Winterhawks, I guess, but they're, it's a Portland-themed team name.
Yeah, it's like specific to the region of the city.
And I know some cities don't do it that way, but Portland, it kind of feels like our bit. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So why not name the team? See, to me, it would be very simple. Name them the Roses.
That would be fine.
Rose City. Portland Roses. Or the Rosebuds. I mean, you don't have to get cute. That's it.
Is that too much overlap with Thorns?
Why?
Because Thorns are on roses?
Yeah, but why do you care what... I mean, like...
I don't know.
Don't you want some synergy
unless
you
want something more unique to yourself.
Unless they didn't want you. Like, if you had a legal battle, maybe that's...
Yeah, I don't know.
But wait.
But it also just... Fire... The bigger thing for me is that fire just feels uninventive and nonspecific to where we are here. And, like...
It's a mail-in.
Lazy?
Yes. They're mailing it in. What are they doing over there? Come on. Should have called us. I mean, I don't care that much, but I care enough to talk about it on the show. And Bill Oram's right.
Now I want to... I mean, the Roses or the Rosebuds is fine.
What would you name it?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to rack my brain for now is I feel like we could do better.
Well, of course we could do
better. And maybe we will.
But yet you don't have a suggestion.
No, I don't.
What if they let the fans name the team?
Sure. Why not? I mean, they were kind of trying that with the Utah Hockey Club. They floated a bunch out there.
What did they end up with?
They had people vote, and then I think they settled on Yeti, and Yeti Coolers got in the way, and then they went to Mammoth. They're going to be the Utah Mammoth.
I don't like that.
I don't think it's great.
Do you like that?
No.
Of course, people pointing out Blaze, Fire, Blazers, Fire.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. But I think of Blazers as the... When you think of the Blazers, what do you think that nickname... I think of a jacket.
Oh, that's not what I think. I mean...
What do you think of?
I do think of trailblazers, so I think of somebody, you know, blazing a... I think of like a trail through the woods. I don't... That's what I think
Which is
of.
What they're named
right.
for. But not
you,
blaze
you
of
You just think
fire.
Of jackets right away.
Yeah, I think of jacket.
Interesting.
Yeah, like a green jacket.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a
Anyway, I think they screwed that up, if that's what they're doing. But again, we'll give them time to pull their head out. All right, let's get back to Game 7. Pacers, Thunder, Sunday night. Cannot wait. It's going to be great. Don't know who I'm not going to bet on it. I'm rooting for Indiana. I have a gut feeling that Oklahoma City could pull away. But again, variance of a Game 7, you just never know. It's a one-off. Strange things happen, and as we'll get to next, and there was a vignette we played during one of our breaks, one of those betting angle things that pointed this out, in Game 7s, they are not like the other games of a series because the pucker factor is so high, nobody scores. And we will get to that next on The Fan. All right, in the news coming up next, somebody mentioning, so I was thinking the WNBA team should be named the Portland Rain. The Portland Roses.
Mm-hmm.
The only other acceptable name is the Portland Rain. And it's come in a couple times on the text line. That's right. It's just very, it's so obvious.
Somebody else says Portland Gales, like wind gales. Someone else says the Portland Pride.
Eh. Again, Roses, Rain. Rain spelled R-E-I-G-N. Okay.
So not like the rain that comes down from heaven.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
Well, you can spell it that way, too. Spell it however you want.
You can do it either one.
I don't care. Game 7 Sunday, Pacers, Thundies. Here is a list of the Game 7s that we've had in the NBA Finals. Now, we haven't actually had that many Game 7s.
It doesn't seem like we usually get there.
If you go from 1970 to now... This is only the 10th.
Wow.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. This is the 11th. My bad. So, most recently, Game 7 was Cavs-Warriors, your Warriors.
I remember it too well.
In 2016, and that was the one where...
that was LeBron blocks Iguodala on one end, and then Kyrie Irving hits the big dagger at the end. That was the 3-1 series lead blown.
Yeah, so the Warriors were up 3-1 on LeBron and the Cavs.
At home at Oracle.
And they lost.
Yep.
So they would have won... Had they closed that series out, they would have won 4?
Well, yeah, but they also... That was before they got Durant, so...
And Durant, they won 1.
They won 2 with Durant, and then won 1 after Durant. So they won...
Hold on. How many championships have the Warriors won?
4.
Yes. Okay, so they would have... This would have been their 5th.
Yeah, yes, but it would have been the 2nd in this order, and if they win that one, maybe they don't go get Durant. See what I mean?
Yeah, so thankfully, they blew the lead.
Won 73 games and then didn't win the championship.
Anyway, the final score, 93-89.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors, mighty Warriors, 89 points. 2013, Heat Spurs, mm-hmm. 95-88.
Smelling an undertrend.
2010, Lakers Celtics. And I remember that one. 83-79 was the final score.
Man.
2005, Spurs Pistons. Spurs 81, Pistons 74. 1994, Rockets Knicks. Rockets 90, Knicks 84. You see what I'm getting at here?
I see what you're getting at here.
Pucker factor 10. Teams are tight. The games don't play like they did similar to the games of the. Prior to the series,
everyone plays defense on every possession, player on the floor.
Yep, it is leave it all out there and shot. You know, you get a lot of bricks. And I think that's what you're going to get with the Pacers Thunder. Now, that probably favors the Thunder, if we're being honest,
mm-hmm.
because the Pacers like to push.
The one thing that also scares me about the Thunder is that they just don't shoot the three-pointer that well or with that high volume. And it feels like. I feel like the Pacers have more guys out there that can hit a three on you. And if you need a big bucket down the stretch, it feels like they only ever come back in twos or in free throws, the Thunder.
Yeah. Well, can't wait. I'll have my popcorn.
Will you? Are you a popcorn guy?
No. Although, daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
Frito-Lay.
Mm-hmm.
And... She absolutely inundates us with cheddar.
What is it, the Smart Pop? Or
yeah, not Smart Pop. It's the cheddar.
Like white cheddar?
White cheddar popcorn.
Yeah.
Because my wife loves it.
Uh-huh.
So you cannot open a cabinet in our house without bags of that falling onto your head.
Okay.
Thanks to her. And they are delicious.
Sounds like we could use some in the stew.
Well, I brought some in. I actually did. There's 3 bags back there if you'd like.
Well, my goodness.
But never eat popcorn when you're doing radio. You know this.
As
a radio professional.
I don't like eating popcorn, period. I hate.
You don't like popcorn?
I love the taste. I love the crunch. The way that those little stupid kernel things get stuck on the back of your throat or on the back of your tongue, I cannot handle. I just can't do
it. Yeah. It's no fun. Anyway, why were we talking about that? Oh, yes.
Get your popcorn ready.
Oklahoma City favored by 8.
Big
number. Are you going to bet on the Pacers? I think you are.
It'll be Pacers or nobody. But honestly, it's probably going to be the under.
Oh, you can take the under.
After what you just read off?
I know. A lot of low-scoring games. But that some people would view that as value for the over because that's built into the line.
Let's see what the number is.
Well, the guy on the betting vignette earlier said it was 15 points lower than game 1.
For 215 is your total.
Yeah, and they're normally 230.
And every game you read was played in the 90s or lower. You didn't read a single game played in triple digits.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, different time, different era. Pacers, a little faster-paced team.
The league is now far more three-point heavy,
yeah.
And the Pacers, as we know, love their pace. So, I still think an under is a nice play.
Life comes at you fast. So I was thinking about this today. Rewind to just February, okay? Let's go start of February. What were you doing? What were you doing on February 1st?
Well, go. I was turning 40. I mean, February 3rd, but I remember that.
Duh.
Yeah, because it was would have been right around the Super Bowl, and yeah. I mean, that's what we were doing, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. I can't even remember what I did yesterday.
I was getting fitted for golf clubs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Cobra.
Really?
Yeah.
Hit him the best?
Hit him the best.
Anyway, reason I bring that up is like if you go all the way back to February, think about the NBA. The Mavs traded Luka out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
That was in February. I think it was on your birthday.
It was my birthday weekend. That's right.
The Mavs have since landed Cooper Flagg, which I want to talk about later.
Flagg!
The Celtics were going to win it all, and now it's the stupid Pacers on the brink.
That might be the Celtics, the way they just vanished. Like, they were awesome, and they seemed unstoppable, and then all of a sudden, whoa, their three-point variance really caught up with them, and then Jason Tatum's Achilles snaps, and like, I feel like I haven't even thought about the Celtics for a month.
Dude, I forgot about that. Tatum snapped his Achilles.
Remember?
Well,
there's been zero discussion. I mean, I know there's other basketball going on, but
we've moved on.
He has been forgotten.
Wow.
The Celtics are the ball.
Again, it happened so fast. And the Lakers have sold all since February. Yeah. So the Lakers got Luka and have sold. The Celtics have hit the skids, and the Pacers are on the brink of a championship. And, oh, by the way, Cooper Flagg's going to freaking Dallas.
And Greg Popovich retired.
And Pop's out. All since February. It's crazy, man. By the way, on the Cooper Flagg front, there are two very important dates next week. One is Tuesday is the Fan Golf Classic.
That's right.
And we will not be golfing at the Fan Golf Classic, but we will be at the Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms.
I got to figure out a way to weasel my way in there.
Wait, you're not coming out?
I think I'm supposed to be here on the desk, doing like a best of or something. Oh, no. I don't think we're doing national programming. I wish we were.
Oh. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. But then Wednesday is the draft. And it still blows me away that freaking Dallas is getting Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm. What do they have? Was it 1.8 or 0.8% chance of winning that pick? It was not good.
I think it was 1.8.
Yeah.
But they will now. So the Mavs will have drafted. And again, I'm not calling this all luck. But they will have gotten Dirk, Luka, and Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that Flagg falls into the Luka or certainly the Dirk category yet. But
didn't they also draft Jalen Brunson?
He's got that hype.
I'm pretty sure he was a Maverick before he was a Knick. I think that they drafted him as well. I mean, he's a star.
Did they?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember that. Anyway, Dirk, Luka, and Flagg would be picks. So Dirk was picked 9th, Luka 3rd, and Flagg is going to go number 1. Do you know the last 3 times the Blazers have had roughly those picks who they have chosen?
Oh, God.
So I just put it in perspective. The Mavs, Dirk, Luka, Flagg, Blazers, same picks, Shaedon Sharpe, Scoot Henderson, Greg Oden.
I'm going to go to that lake.
How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
Not great.
Blazer boy?
Not great. I would rather have the first 3 names that you read.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jalen Brunson drafted by the Mavs in the 2nd round in 2011.
Second round pick, huh?
First pick of the 2nd round, it appears.
So Sharp was like number 8, I think.
I think he was 7.
7 or 8. 3 was Scoot.
Yep.
Luka was 3.
Yep.
And then Greg Oden, number 1. Flagg, number 1. Could add Durant.
You got a Sam Bowie, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid Mavericks. I saw where they had Cooper Flagg in for the big visit this week.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder why they have to do that. I guess just to meet him.
I guess it's strange if you just show up and like, hey, you knew this all along. We knew this all along. But hi, nice to meet you. We're the Mavericks. You're Cooper. I guess you just want to get familiar probably before the big night.
Will you be rooting against Cooper Flagg?
I don't really have a reason to. But he does.
Or the Mavericks.
He does seem like, I don't know. I think he got a little better haircut, but he seemed like one of those punchable Duke guys for a while because of his floppy, sweaty hair.
Well, remember, he's going to be playing with AD. And
I know. Yeah. Street clothes.
Are they going to be good?
I don't know. Probably better if they didn't dump Luka.
Well, then they wouldn't have gotten Flagg, would they?
I don't know.
I guess it wouldn't. I guess
I don't know.
Maybe they. God, that's true. They could have paired Luka with...
It's like, it was such a low percentage. Could have just tanked the rest of the season and done this anyway.
It's insane.
All right, it's time for In the News. Coming up next, is a golf course a good place for hide and seek? Here's Buck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What a primetime moment when we had Jonathan Smith on and he could not pronounce his own quarterback's name. And then the awkward laugh.
Just laughing it off. DJ.
I don't know either. DJ Uia. That's great.
DJ
He has a semblance of what it's supposed to sound like, but just couldn't bring it home.
You know,
anyway, I was just back in the back. They're eating up that white cheddar popcorn pretty fiercely. But also, folks, they're putting together the big swag bags for the Fan Golf Classic back there. Just wait.
Just wait. Look at them.
Wait till you see what you get in those bags.
I will say, the towels are pretty cool.
Are they?
I like the towels. Yeah.
Yeah.
They came out nice.
Okay. Just wait. They're throwing all kinds of cool stuff in that bag. Hopefully you're playing. That's on Tuesday out at Langdon. Okay, it is June 20, 2025. Time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Nice to have you along. Thank you. Thank you very much. Big Suk is out today. He is in Bend. I don't know if the weather's as bad over in Bend as it is here, but we got some lightning out there. As a matter of fact, my roving reporters are telling me that people are being called off golf courses due to lightning.
Whoa, that's usually significant.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is American Eagle Day. Been seeing a lot more bald eagles around here lately, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, I have too. I saw one over at the Reserve Golf Course. I also saw one on the coast recently.
It's a cool bird. And they're coming back. Soaring around. Also, International Surfing Day. Have you ever tried to surf?
I've never tried to surf. My wife used to, but I have not.
Don't try.
Fair enough.
And look, I say this lovingly. You and I's body type, kind of similar.
We have similar body types. I think I'm a little more rotund.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you're a Clydesdale and I'm not small.
Okay.
It is impossible to get up on that board when you have body types like ours. And unless you're super flexible.
Or you started at a young age and have always done it or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't. I got up one time. I went surfing once. We took lessons in San Diego. The whole family. Fun sure. for the whole family.
Yeah.
I got
Did
up.
Anyone else like it?
Meat liked it. He was great. You know, the little kids. You know, you see them on the ski slopes or they're just like low center of gravity and they just fly.
Depends on the kid, though, because I feel like you go one of two directions. They lean in and they're all about it, or they're like, whoa, I don't know about this. And they never fully.
They start snow plowing.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I'm going to pizza slice my way down this thing.
I think you got to get them young. But yeah, very hard. And once I got up, I was up for maybe 2 seconds. That's probably generous. 1.5 seconds, back in the water. And it hurts. You know, the water, I mean, you know.
When you fell, the one time?
Well, just the water. Well, you fall every time.
Well, I suppose so.
You're trying to get up every time you fall. One time you get on there, then you fall even harder because you hit, because you're actually up higher.
Was that 2 seconds awesome, though?
No. That's the other thing. You sit there and watch those surfers.
It's a lot of work for
not
a lot of
payoff. They don't do anything.
Payoff.
I mean, unless you're really, really good. Most of them just flapping around out there talking.
Well, that's the thing. You paddle out. You sit. You wait.
Yes.
You kind of hope that you get the swell that you want.
It's a lot of waiting.
And then you get it, and then you got to paddle back out and kind of wait again. There's a lot of commitment for not a lot of action.
For sure. Same as fishing.
Sure.
A lot of waiting.
Some would even say soccer.
But at least it's constant motion.
You can just sit there and watch a 0-0 game.
Power rank those three things. Fishing's number one.
As far as like what you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah, what you want to sit through? Fishing. Or watch surfers or watch the soccer game?
Surfers are definitely last. People who can surf and surf well, that's really cool. I don't care. It just, I don't really want to do it. It's not wildly impressive like watching certain other sports. So that's definitely the bottom of the list. I guess it depends on the soccer game. That's my answer.
Doesn't surfing kind of depend on the waves?
Well, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, well, I just mean.
Like the quality of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to, there's only a handful of places you can go to see really good waves, and therefore you will see really good surfers.
Well, but and even then, they have like, you know, the annual Mavericks contests or whatever, and like, they'll say the window opens on this day, and they'll have entire days go by, and they're like, ah, not today, the
Can't
waves aren't going to be good
enough.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Well, if you like surfing, I'm sorry. You do you. Police have identified the suspect in the Eastmoreland golf course search from earlier today. I don't know if you saw this.
I did not see this.
Oh, yeah.
Fill me in.
Well, I would have been pissed if I was on the course because I would imagine they would evacuate the course.
Well, what happened?
He's a 42-year-old man. His name is Looney John Franklin Toon. His name is Looney Toon.
So this was a...
He's a Portlander.
Okay. I'm guessing this wasn't his birth name.
Well, his name's John Franklin. Maybe it was John Franklin Toon and he just added Looney.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Doing bits with his name. Tell you what, his mugshot is out there.
Does he look Looney Toon?
He looks, yeah. Well, he's got neck tattoos.
Oh.
And he looks like bloated Steve-O.
Would you say his name was Looney what? John Franklin?
His name's Looney John Franklin Toon. So what happened was... law enforcement, they have since called off the search for a suspect accused of firing shots at Milwaukee police officers and crashing a vehicle early this morning. The suspect had run into the Eastmoreland golf course. As a precaution, residents in the area were asked to stay indoors and call 911 if they see anything suspicious. Police did not ever locate the suspect. And if anyone has information about him or sees him, police said do not approach him. And call 911. He got away.
Wow.
See, I wouldn't think running into a golf course would be that good for you. Because one, there's a perimeter, and they set the perimeter. And two, there's not that many places to go.
And yeah, and three, even if there were, the grounds crew staff knows exactly where those places are. They could just,
yeah.
Like, if there were really dense places to hunker down or something, wouldn't the people who tend the grounds there just say, okay, I would look here, here, and here?
Like, yeah.
You'd have spots.
Well, like, and you have golfers out there who would get eyes on you.
Well, of course.
If like, you're trying to like hide in a tree or something.
Unless they shut down the course and maybe that's what they thought would happen. I don't know.
Don't you think the best way to, like if you're running from the popo, don't you think the best thing to do is just run through neighborhoods and backyards? A lot of places to hide. Of course, you have eyes on you there, too.
Well, that's the thing. Now we have all the Ring cameras and people's, I think people's yards are a lot more secure than they used to be. It's not like you can't just kind of go through gates and stuff, but you don't know who's got dogs. And I think that can be kind of glamorized. I don't know what the answer is. If you're on the run, like what you really do, I guess.
I guess the Scraggly Woods, like this, the Washington murderer guy, they still haven't found him.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Up in the enchantments.
Well, anyway, 2:53 a.m., police responded to a call for assist from Milwaukee police who were traveling into Portland and chasing a suspect who allegedly fired shots at them. They noted his name was Looney Tune. He had crashed his vehicle near Southeast Tacoma and Southeast 26th Place in a construction area and then ran north into East Moreland Golf Course. Police set up the perimeter around the course. Because it's such a large area, we brought a tremendous number of resources in to try to set up a perimeter and try to contain the suspect, but they failed.
You're right about the whole the Steve-O doppelganger. I totally see it.
Yeah, he looks like Steve-O.
He totally does. Also, he misspelled Looney. Come on, man.
L-O-O-N-E-Y.
He left off the E. It's L-O-N-Y.
Well, he's still at large.
How long do you think... Will he be in custody when we do this segment at this time Monday?
Yes. Yes.
I think so.
I hope so. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
A perp running around?
Yeah. And, I mean, in that neighborhood, too?
Yeah, East Moreland.
Nice place. It's like Home Alone over there.
Yeah. Somebody from Reed College will take him down. They're saying thunder and hail tonight, steady rain tomorrow, multiple rounds of downpours. It has been a weird day. It's rained a lot.
Yeah.
But then it's also been sunny some.
Where I was, it started out super gray and misty, and then the rain came down, and then it got totally sunny, and my kids went and played outside, and then it started raining again. And now it's getting heavier, and there's more weather patterns coming in. I don't know what to do.
And yes, correcting me, a texter. As you're so good at, it was about 3 a.m., so therefore there was nobody on the golf course.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I was thinking...
Why didn't they evacuate?
Yeah, I was thinking, well, if you were playing golf, I'd be pissed off. It's like, I'm not going home. I paid money to play golf. I'll look for him for you. I'll take a 3-iron to him.
Look for him.
Well, I don't think anybody was out there golfing. So anyway, they're saying steady rain tomorrow morning and afternoon. Great. Although next week looks nice. There's your hot weather update.
Nice.
For you guys. Warning, animal uprising news. Aggressive mountain goats.
Ooh.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, this really is a jam. Tom Petty, You Wreck Me.
Underrated Petty cut, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Like Free Fallin' and American Girl and Mary Jane's Last Dance all get the run, but this is way up there.
I hear you. Tom Petty's way up there.
That's right.
Massive catalog of greatness. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. June 20, 2025. Time for In the News Round 2. In more manhunt news, authorities are intensifying their search for Travis Decker, who is the father suspected of killing his three young daughters before going on the run in rural... Is it Chelan County? Chelan County?
Chelan.
Chelan, okay. Up there in Leavenworth area, the Enchantments. They are now warning that he may have changed his appearance to ward off detection.
Ooh, the old Scott Peterson.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he like cut his hair and bleached it. Right after his wife went missing on Christmas.
How long did that guy get away with?
Too long. I don't remember exactly.
He was on the lam, though, Scott Peterson?
No, he wasn't on the lam.
I thought he was pretending like... Like, he wasn't hiding because they were... He was like, oh, I didn't do it.
Right, but then I do think he changed his appearance and went somewhere else and they couldn't find him for a bit. I know he changed his appearance.
The search operations are going around the clock. Detectives developing the criminal case, conducting interviews, and processing evidence. The U.S. Marshals Service is leading the search and deploying specialized personnel. There is a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to his arrest. He is considered armed and dangerous, and they even put out a little sort of, I don't know, I guess like photo vignette of what he may look like now. That's kind of terrifying, too. I got to tell you, would you be good at recognizing someone trying to disguise themselves? Because I would not be.
Ooh.
I would be bad at that.
I think it is. It seems like one of those things where anyone disguising themselves would be paranoid of being seen, but if you weren't looking for it, you would blend right in as long as you weren't doing something really dumb. So, like, I don't think you would notice unless you were actively looking at all the people around you to see who could
right.
be.
Right. Yeah, if you were looking.
You'd have to be looking for
discerning
it.
Discerning eye.
Yeah.
And some people do look at other people like that.
They're just suspicious of other people yeah. by nature, and I guess that could happen, but no, it would not happen for me.
I'm not casing people up, like sizing people up.
No.
I just, I'm like, whatever. I'll just glance at the guy, and I don't think I'd be like, oh, hey, that's Travis Decker. Well, I hope they find him. That's a scary sitch. Hey, what could they tax next to help us pay for wildfire costs? You got any ideas?
To pay for wildfire? I mean, is it even remotely related to?
No.
What could they tax? Weed?
Hey, close.
Mushrooms.
As time ticks down for lawmakers to come up with a plan to fund the fight against wildfires, they are considering a tax on oral nicotine pouches as a potential new plan, which I'm all for because I don't use them.
Okay.
Do you use those?
No.
Dan Lanning gonna be pissed.
Yeah, if they kind of tried to make him the poster child this year in college football, didn't they?
What are those called?
Zyn.
You ever had Zyn?
I've had them, yeah. It's like having a tobacco pouch without tobacco.
What an opportunity.
Just a little buzz.
Well, they say they are desperate to funding wildfire. Combating wildfires. Need more monies. The plan is part of an amendment to a bill that initially would have added a non-refundable fee to the bottle bill deposit. That fee is now off the table as lawmakers express hesitancy to make changes to a successful program like the bottle bill. The new tax on products like Zen and Rogue would add 65 cents to each pack with 20 or fewer pouches. For packs with more than 20 pouches, a 3-cent fee will be applied per pouch. I can't imagine that even nicotine pouch users would care about that.
Someone says taxing Zen is essentially like taxing the firefighters. They all do it. And that's true. I think it's big in that industry. Like, you see a lot of blue-collar dudes doing the Zins.
Here's a no-till Tina. She says, I do think we should tax nicotine products, and we're talking about the types of new products that have nothing to do with smoking. They're about pouches in your mouth. That is a highly addictive substance, and I do think it should be taxed.
It seems like the easiest layup, probably. I mean, if you're going out there looking for something new to just tax and get money from, you probably get the least pushback on that.
Well, they're thinking it's $30 million. That's pretty good, man.
Seems pretty good.
Well, I was mentioning the animal uprising continues. Public land officials are urging visitors not to feed aggressive mountain goats along Oregon rivers.
Hmm.
They're getting aggressive out there. Territorial goats of the Pacific Northwest. And they are asking adventure seekers to get off their lawn. The Bureau of Land Management has alerted the public that aggressive mountain goats haven't given a warm welcome to people riding their boats on the Grand Ronde River between Meadow Creek and Alder Creek. Recently, boaters have encountered two aggressive nannies in the area with their kids. Wildlife can be dangerous, especially when protecting their young, so please avoid camping in any location where mountain goats or other wildlife are present.
You say Bureau of Land Management, and I immediately get sidetracked into the White Lotus. Remember that guy, Gary? BLM.
BLM. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think the mountain goats get enough respect. In other words, there's going to be a problem here, because if they're getting aggressive, people aren't going to respect the mountain goat enough.
Yeah, they
and something think, bad's going to happen.
People see goat and they think petting zoo.
Exactly.
And it's just not it's not always the case.
Yeah. BLM said visitors of the Wallowa Grand Ronde River, that corridor, they're likely to see animals like raptors, upland birds, river otters, and turkey. Mountain lions, bobcats, moose, and mountain goats are more common sight for lucky observers. And while the Oregon Department of Wildlife has highlighted mountain goats as the state's rarest game mammal, that has not stopped boaters from coming into contact with them. They urge you not to feed them, stay at least 50 yards away, and keep your dogs leashed. And you don't leave your clothing unattended or urinate in the river or on the rocks within at least 50 yards from their trail. What should you do if a mountain goat approaches you? What would you do?
I do feel like, depending on the species, there's always different things you're supposed to either.
Proper protocols here.
Stay still. You're supposed to make yourself big and make noise. You're supposed to run. You're not supposed to run. I would guess you don't want to challenge it, because then it thinks that, like, it wants to butt.
Mm.
But I don't know that you want to turn your back on it either, so I'm not really sure what the answer is here. I guess I would try to make a bunch of noise.
Well, I have the answer for you.
Okay.
BLM encourages you to move away slowly. Do not run. But I also think that you're onto something. Like, there's a difference between coming across a deadly animal and a mountain goat. Okay, not that a mountain goat couldn't kill you, because they probably could.
If it knocks you down and you hit your head the wrong way, I guess. Yeah. But, like, it's not going to maul you to
maybe
death.
It butts you off a cliff or something. I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
But I've always thought that with animals that probably won't kill you, you just yell and wave and get pissed and
be the bigger, more intimidating species.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so.
I mean, I don't know if that's right. That's what I've always thought.
Like, make yourself look large enough that that thing wants to think twice. And
yeah, like, coyote, I'm coming at you, dude.
Yeah.
And now I'm totally bluffing. But they don't know that.
They might. Some of them smell fear.
Anyway, they say move away slowly instead of running. Otherwise, you should chase the animal off by yelling, waving their arms or clothing, and throwing rocks.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I could throw some stuff at it.
Yeah. They don't like that.
Nah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the news. June 20, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, oh, man, we've got a lot for next hour. Who do you consider the luckiest franchise in sports? We have our first poaching lawsuit in college football, and the Ducks have landed the Mamba mentality. All coming up next hour. Oh, by the way, a quick programming note. No Joey Harrington. He's at Bandon. Hopefully they're having better weather than we are.
It's rough when he's got those fundraisers out at Bandon.
It's a tough life, that Joey. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.